This is the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program broadcasting exclusively on RadioFootball.com.
Dinner with Napier because I'm really excited to have dinner with Napier. I have dinner with Napier so that I can get him here way earlier than when the show starts. Because if I tell Napier 8 o'clock, he'll get here at maybe 8:30. Maybe. I mean, that's on a good day. That's if I'm really, really... I got all my karma working for me.
Yeah,
so
back in the non-live days, not such a big deal. Right?
Not such a big deal. I mean, other than, you know, I was sitting here for a while. But, right. Yeah, I have dinner with Napier simply because if I tell Napier to be here at 6:30, I can expect him here before 7:30. So, yeah, Napier will probably be here in time for the smoke break halfway through the show. Maybe.
So are you going to say why Napier's not here today?
He had dinner with his boss or something. He called me. Actually, I called him 10 minutes ago, and I was like, hey, man, you know, are you going to be late? And he goes, yeah, probably. I'm just leaving St. Louis City now. So, yeah.
So is it all right with you that he's having dinner with his boss?
No, it's not.
Does this upset you?
Joining me this week, Paul, of course, and special guest star, Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Yo, yo, yo.
And if you go to adamandeve.com and use promo code WFODix, it won't work. But it will give you the option of a gift so sensual we can't even mention it on the radio.
It's a good thing we're not on the radio.
Do you hear that commercial?
No.
They do it on all the radio stations. They do it on most podcasts. I think everybody in the world has this promotion, and nobody tells me what the gift is. They're already talking about, like, butt plugs and porn and dildos and massage oils and stuff. What could this gift be? What could it possibly be?
I was on adamandeve.com the other day. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up and whatnot.
Right.
And the most popular item, when sorted by most popular, was the assifier, which was it was a see-through turquoise blue butt plug, I guess.
Called the assifier?
Yeah.
You know, but, like a pacifier, except for ass.
Oh, you know, I didn't get that. Boom. I was thinking, like, you know. I don't know what I was thinking.
Like,
anyway.
The Ring of Fire.
Yeah, and it almost had a pacifier look to it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like bulbous at the end, and then like...
Did it have one of those little like rings on the end?
Yeah, well, it had like a half ring.
Oh, okay.
It looked like maybe it had a stand so you could like set it on something, so yeah. You could maybe lower yourself onto it. I did not end up purchasing it.
But that probably isn't the gift. that you get that's so maybe. Sensual. I mean, it might be. Maybe
what's more sensual than an
that's
acifier?
Why it's the most popular item, because everyone gets it free with
therefore
the purchase
awesome.
Of three adult DVDs at adamandeve.com.
They have a lot of crazy DVDs stuff there.
I don't know. I hear I've never been there. I just hear that ad all the time, and I want to know what the item is. If anyone can tell me,
you can just look it up yourself.
What the item? Maybe they can't tell me either.
Type
maybe
the
it's
promo
just
code in.
Too fucking.
You can probably
central.
Go to the website.
That's my best advice for you, Michael.
I've been reading the story all week about the broad that got fired from Applebee's, and I was going to ask Napier if that's where his whole tipping rant from last week came from.
But Napier's not here.
So I guess we can wait on that one. But did you see that about the broad that got fired from Applebee's?
Because she uploaded a picture of a pastor.
Did you see that pastor? She looks like Yaphet Kotto in a dress, man.
I couldn't tell if the picture I saw was of the Applebee's waitress or the pastor.
I was trying to find the waitress, because it's a St. Louis story. Is it? Yeah, it's from St. Louis. I was trying to find, I was creeping the name on Facebook trying to find, because I'm curious what the broad looks like.
So I don't give God anything. Does that mean I shouldn't tip people anything either?
I don't know. But the funny thing, that story is she went on, people were interviewing her and calling her, you know, all these names and stuff. And she said, I'm embarrassed for myself and my congregation and blah, blah, blah.
Can I stop you right there for a second, Michael?
What?
Can we get a Cliff Notes version of the story for those that don't know what had happened?
She had a party of eight, and Applebee's policy is if you have a party of eight or more, you automatically have an 18% tip tacked onto your bill.
Okay.
Gratuity, and, you know, gratuity, for those in the industry.
And so she scratched out the 18% tip and just totaled it out to what the exact total was and wrote a note on there that says, I give God 10%. Why would I give you 18? And signed it. And so the waitress thought this was fucking, you know,
Horseshit
and of note. So she took a picture of it and put it on Reddit. And somebody on Reddit figured out what the name of the signature. She thought the signature was illegible, but apparently it wasn't.
Yeah.
So they started harassing the person. They found the person who's a pastor. And she...
They can just identify somebody by signature that quickly nowadays. Huh?
I fucking guess, yeah.
I mean, if you read a name and then Google Jesus. The name.
Yeah, but so she publicly made a whole bunch of statements about how she's embarrassed and she apologizes and stuff. But privately, she contacted the Applebee's that she was at and she said, I want everybody involved in this shit fucking fired.
Yeah.
They embarrassed me, fuck them. Mm. So Applebee's fired the waitress. And
well, joke's on her. She's probably got a job at Chili's right now. How hard is it to find another fucking server gig? Jesus.
Yeah, but she was fired. And so people are boycotting Applebee's.
Don't boycott the Applebee's.
I made the comment on Twitter the other day that Applebee's is the human centipede of restaurants because they shit in their customers' mouths and then their customers then shit in their waitress's mouth. But now that I say it out loud, that's not that funny. I mean, when I tweeted it, I thought of something really funny.
Well, in 140 characters,
I just said it out,
maybe it was.
Yeah, I said it out loud, and I'm like, wow, that's not funny. What was I even thinking?
When I, you know,
maybe
I spent,
it was all about the delivery. You want to try it again?
No, I don't.
I spent years, you know, waiting tables. And that was, like, when I most felt, like, unattached to my actual company. This is what I was doing. And it didn't matter where I was. Like, fire me, all right. I'll go, like, across the parking lot, and they'll hire me. And I'll do the exact same thing, and I'll make the exact same amount of money. And I'll just have to, you know, hawk pot stickers instead of jalapeno poppers. No big deal. Like, no skin off my
fucking back. Same jargon, different talking points, right?
Just, right.
You're going to say the same thing, have a nice day, blah, blah, blah. You're just going to mention a different appetizer
right,
based on a different ethnicity.
I was like a food ninja.
I sell just Pepsi move instead from, of Coke now.
You know, place to place, hawking my goods, collecting what wages were there for me.
We did receive several new iTunes reviews, and I was pretty excited about.
Ooh, baby.
I was pretty excited about one of them because it it said that
13
the hosts are pretty great, and then in parentheses specified she was talking about me and Napier.
Yeah,
she said the hosts are pretty great, and by that I mean Mike and Napier. So of course I screen capped that bitch and sent it to Paul right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know, which is funny because I am by far the funniest person here.
You think?
Know? Oh, yeah, for sure.
Apparently not.
All right, not according to our listeners, which is
apparently one of the 15 fine. People who have bothered to say something on our iTunes page thinks you're a tremendous pile of shit.
Well, I don't think those are the exact words.
Tremendous pile of shit. I mean, she can't say that or else iTunes would, but she, I mean, in a matter of speaking, she said it. She said,
"Well, when was
in
there,
my did, opinion, Mike and Napier are great."
Was this your, like, sister or something that
but
wrote
not
this?
Not Paul, no.
Well,
no,
did, when was I ever, like, was there an announcement that I was, like, a host of the show? Maybe she meant, like, the actual host, not the special guests, you know?
Well, I mean, well, you are on the song and whatnot.
Yeah, there's three guys, and Drunkard is ad nauseum referred to as a special guest star and not a host. So you're the only other one here, guy.
Well, I have one request.
What's that?
And that's in the future. When you have negative feedback, please explicitly direct it to me or not to me, because at this point in my mind, it's still vague. It's still vague. Like... You think it's clear that she's talking about me.
She didn't specify.
No, she said she liked you guys. Whatever. Didn't say anything about me.
But, well, I mean, there's only three people consistently here. Me, Napier. Well, I mean, maybe she's including Drunk in
right.
the shit pile.
So she
too.
Doesn't think me or Drunk is very good.
Yeah, that one
either
guy
way.
That played our shit on his podcast, he referenced me second, as a matter of fact, even though I did not say a single word in that little snippet that he
yeah, that was. But I'm so glad that he picked a clip that you weren't in.
All right, call the show.
They made it bigger for you. You see that?
Yeah, no, but I can see everything. I'm not like my dad. I don't need the glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see perfectly.
Well, go
anyway,
ahead,
309-740-1430. Do it. If you like Skype better, we got that too. WFO Dicks on the Skypes.
Yeah, and if you do have, like I said, you know, maybe address me personally over the Skype. Come on.
Well,
call in.
Yeah.
Call that, you a piece of shit to your face.
That's right. That's exactly. Boring. Mike knows how to use it properly. It did take him like
I'll take
10
notes.
Attempts.
You know, if you have
week.
Something constructive to say, I'll put on my work face and be like, yes, sir.
You just want to improve.
Yeah, you know.
Yes, sir.
We're all friends here.
Whatever you say, sir.
So there are two owners of Radio FUBAR. There is a 50-50 split between Mr. Producer, who I usually talk to, and this Matt Reefer gentleman, who also has a podcast, which you should listen to, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure. But,
listen to the boss's podcast.
And so Matt Reefer, I don't think Matt Reefer really is our biggest fan. I think that he's nice to us. I think that, you know, we have a business relationship, but I don't think Matt Reefer loves us. So Matt Reefer has mentioned several times publicly to other podcasts something about, hey, you know, I can get you guys press passes to this event or this event, you know, because, you know, I own a radio station and you can go on assignment from Radio FUBAR. And I was like, well, cool. I mean, he's never said it to us, but he said it to other people. And so, you know, I was fucking around the other day and saw that there is a Wizard World Comic Con in both St. Louis and Chicago. And I thought, you know, that would be pretty cool if he could get us press passes to these events. We could go on assignment with Radio FUBAR, which would probably be us going to this and having fun, maybe recording.
And talking about
things.
It maybe while
we're... Yeah,
while
yeah.
But, how often do we talk about, like, wizardry and whatnot, though?
No, it's a Comic-Con. It's Comic. Wizard is a comic magazine about comics.
How often do we talk about Superman and Batman?
Pretty often.
We talk about stuff. Yeah. But no, but so I, you know, I just I found the thing that you fill out to send in to apply for press passes. I sent him the link. I was like, "Hey, bro, we should totally go to these fucking comic cons." And I mean, that dude ain't that far away from Chicago. He could come with us. We could be his guests, you know. But I was throwing it out there. I was like, "This would be really cool." And he was like, "Yeah, okay, we could probably do that." And then like months went by, and I didn't hear anything. So I sent it again. And he's like, "Oh yeah, we can try." So I think it's been firmly established who I need to talk to, and it's not Matt Reefer. Matt Reefer's not our guy.
And what if he is the guy you have to talk to? This is certainly making it much better.
Naysaying the boss is not a good idea, sir.
No. I think Mr. Producer is our guy. He's our inside source. So I'm going to talk to Mr. Producer because he's our guy.
So when's this Comic-Con?
The St. Louis one's in March, and the Chicago one's in August.
It's not St. Patrick's Day weekend, is it?
I don't fucking know. I don't know.
I'm getting drunk that weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought it would be fun. Probably won't happen, but it's something to think about. You know, clear your calendars for the month of August because I don't actually have the dates.
Or March.
Preferably March.
What about the months?
Because then we wouldn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll see.
I'm not going to Chicago with you again.
Did you go to Chicago with me?
I've listened to the CDs.
Yeah.
Not a word of profane music in that whole collection.
What are you talking about?
When we, like, you know, said hug my penis to people.
Oh, we went to Chicago when our friend was looking at colleges.
Yes.
And we were in the car with their parents.
Yes.
So that's why there was no profane music.
Correct.
Yeah. That was a fun trip-ish.
Ooh, I think I heard Napier's car. Perhaps. Should we, like, give him a round of applause or whatnot?
When he comes in, give him a round of applause? I don't know. You just heard cars. It could be anybody. Oh, you want to go ahead and take our break early because fucking Napier just showed up?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's punishment. He has to wait.
We're taking our break a few minutes early so that we can catch up with fucking Napier.
Fucking Napier.
Yeah. God damn it! Motherfucker shows up 20 minutes late.
Hey,
God.
Stupid bitch. Napier's here.
Fucking
enjoy
damn it.
Enjoy fucking show. Cunt. Enjoy my penis.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet. All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world, so there was only one thing that I could do, was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long. Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
Yeah, fuck it.
Check out Nerdgasm 9 p.m. Central Fridays only on RadioFubar.com.
Today, we're going to learn to make plutonium from common household items.
Get those nerds!
She ain't real. She ain't gonna be able to love you like I will. She is a stranger. You and I have history. Or don't you remember? Sure, she's got it all. But baby, is that really what you want? Bless your soul. You've got your head in the clouds. She made a fool out of you, and boy, she's bringing you down. She made your heart melt, but you're cold to the core. Now rumor has it she ain't got your love anymore. Rumor has it. 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 She is half your age. But I'm guessing that's the reason that you strayed. I heard you've been missing me. You've been telling people things you shouldn't be. Like when we creep out and she ain't around. Haven't you heard the rumors? Bless your soul. You've got your head in the clouds. You made a fool out of me. And boy, you're bringing me down. You made my heart melt. Yet I'm cold to the core. But rumor has it, I'm the one you're leaving her for.
Rumor has it.
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 All of these words whispered into my ear tell a story that I cannot bear to hear. Just cause I said it don't mean that I mean it. People say crazy things. Just cause I said it don't mean that I meant it. Just cause you heard it. Rumor.
Rumor has it.
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 But rumor has it, he's the one I'm leaving you for. Bitch.
And back to the show. If you'd like to contact us at the Wheelbarrow Full of Dex internet radio show, the phone number is Dex.
Are we playing cards?
It's 309-740-1430. Or contact us on the Skype at Wheelbarrow, at WFO Dex.
Wow, you fucking butchered that one.
Dex.
You were getting better.
Wheelbarrow
Full of
Dex. You just
took a big shit all over that.
What do you got to shit on my name?
So, you know, we're not comedians. We're not professional comedians. I wouldn't even necessarily say this show is meant as a comedy. I consider us storytellers more than
anything. Slice of life.
Slice of life, right. And I mean, although we do talk about the news and we do try to, you know, put it in a humorous light, I wouldn't say... Would you say this is a comedy show?
I think you're the funniest person I know, Michael.
Thanks, Drunk. I'm sure you're not being genuine, but thank you. Okay. But anyway, I'll take it as a compliment. I mean, but anyway. And so, you know, I was over at my in-law of sorts house the other day. What do you call your fiancé's parents' house? I guess my fiancé's parents' house?
Yeah.
And we were just talking about prom. Just kind of came up. And she was talking about how my fiance did not go to her senior prom because
that's sad.
Because she was dating a 20-year-old that had already graduated, and it was me, by the way. But
you're a fuckface.
And I offered to go with her. I told her I'd absolutely go with her, but I think maybe she didn't want.
She was embarrassed by you.
She was embarrassed.
And so
for sure.
You know, we were just talking about how she didn't go to prom, and then I started thinking about my prom, and I realized, although it's not necessarily a humorous story, it's weird that we've done, this is our 81st episode, and I've never told the story about my prom. And then I remembered Napier's story about his prom, and I think it's crazy that we've never told our prom stories, Napier.
Did you want to go first, or did you want me to go first?
Well, yours is fairly short. Maybe you should go first.
So, I go to prom, and I went to prom, and the person that I took, I'm not trying to disparage her. Like, it's not that she was this horrible person.
She looked like a manatee.
I'm not gonna say that.
Keep in mind, we did call Napier the Beast Master.
You don't. Yeah. You don't have to say it. I did.
Okay. Okay. Well, you said it, so therefore I.
Manatee. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, I take her to prom because one of my buddies at the time thought that he was going to have to take her. So I took her because my buddy said, "Dude, I'd rather you take her and I take an actual woman." And I said, oh, all right, okay. So I take her to prom, and I really didn't want to be there. Not just with her, but with anybody. So one of my other buddies is there, and he forgot his tickets. So I say, okay, dude, I'll take you back to your house to get your tickets. Any way to escape this fucking place? So I ditch her. I left. I went back to my buddy's house with my buddy. He got his tickets. We came back, and she was upset with me for some reason. Like, I was a dick. And I was just helping out a friend. So the night goes on, doesn't dance with me, doesn't talk to me. I sit, like, at their table because I didn't want to sit with anybody else and be even more awkward than I normally am. So the night winds down, and we're all about to head out. She gets her crap, and we meet outside, and she says, oh, wait, hold on, hold my purse, I gotta take a dump. And she duck walks back.
Like a cowboy?
Like, no, more like a... Feet,
toes pointed out?
More like a little kid that doesn't know how to hold in its shit is walking. And she just duck walks back into the place, takes her dump, and I'm just sitting there, ho-hum, brr.
Holding the purse,
sitting outside, and all my buddies are like, hey, what you waiting on? Like, I'm not waiting on nothing. Don't fucking talk to me. So we go back to her house. She doesn't mention the fact that she handed me her purse while she shat. Just, hey, thanks for taking me. Blurp. How was your prom? Was it a good prom?
I got you beat, buddy.
Damn.
Paul was actually there. Paul was with me for my senior prom. I dated a girl for pretty much my entire high school career. I dated the same girl, and she never let me touch her boobs.
Bobby's girlfriend at the time had Ethiopian teeth.
We never really did anything except we did some making out, and she would touch my wiener, but it had to be like over the pants, which, I mean, at the time was the greatest experience I ever had in my life. But, you know, now, after doing that for 3 or so years, I realized that was kind of bullshit. And she probably could have just jacked me off.
So she a lesbian now?
No, she's not. Actually, she just got married. But so I spent my entire high school while people are discovering one another and doing all this cool stuff, trying to get something out of this girl. And she gave me nothing. And
I had that experience, except for there was no girl.
Yeah. And so, I mean, like, I was in my prime, man. I could have been with somebody.
You never had a prime.
I spent all this time with this girl, and she was very, we were a complete mismatch because she was very, very, like, kind of up her own ass. And, like, you know, she talked about charities a lot, and it was like, yeah, it was never going to work because I'm not a great guy.
You're very selfish.
I'm very selfish, and she's into charities and stuff. I had to go do like a one of those soup kitchen things around Thanksgiving time, and I was like, ugh, a lifetime of this isn't going to be for me.
Why didn't you just?
But
say
I stuck
no.
with it because I put in the time, and
because
I,
she was rubbing your dick through your pants,
you're and like, every now totally and then she'd rub it. My dick through my pants, and like we did a lot of making out and stuff. So,
and stuff.
No, not really in stuff.
It was
no.
making out and dick
never got to
over
see
pants.
Her boobs. Never got to touch her.
Never
boobs.
Never got to see her boobs.
Neither. Never. She had this thing about her boobs. I couldn't see him. I couldn't touch him. But anyway, I mean, you
was
know,
was she a man? Did you ever touch her dick?
No. No, yeah. I didn't.
Did you ever touch her
Not dick? No, I didn't touch her.
So, so you never touched her titties.
Not even like over pants?
So, you never touched her titties. You never touched her not dick.
So prom comes around. And I mean, like, I'm just crazy about this girl. And all my friends have kind of said, you know, Mike, you've become somewhat of a bitch. You know, you're very PW'd by this girl. You're not yourself anymore.
Without the P.
Without the P, exactly. And
or the M.
So prom comes along. I'm going to prom with this girl. I'm thinking, you know, I've put in years with this girl, and finally my prom. And we go to prom with a big group of us. We were all a big group of people. You were with us then. I don't remember. Because I remember we ended up with you. I guess I'll get to that. And at prom, she thought that it would be a great time to end our 3-something-year relationship while we were dancing. So we're dancing and having a conversation about how we're not going to see one another anymore. And, you know, I'm totally bummed out because I rented a silver tuxedo for prom. You know, so I'm standing there looking like a major penis, and I just got dumped at prom. And so we're dancing, and she says, hold on a minute, because I'm going to go request a song that tells you how I feel.
And she played the Spice Girls.
No. I wish it was the fucking Spice Girls, Paul. I wish.
It was Hanson.
So she must have explained to the DJ what was happening, because, I mean, he got it right on. I mean, she walked over there. She said, you know, hey, you know, I'm breaking up with my boyfriend, and I want to sing this song to him, you know, while I'm breaking up with him. Can you play it? And so he gets it right on. And I queued up the song today because I wanted to share. I wanted you guys to share in this moment with me. As I'm dancing with the girl that just dumped me at our prom, she breaks into song and sings along.
Like it's a fucking musical.
Yeah, yeah. Breaks into song and sings along. Are you ready for this?
Can we talk over the song?
Yes.
Well, yeah, of course.
So my first question, I guess.
Okay.
Is once she broke up with you,
why didn't you just
leave?
Why
were you still dancing with her?
That's a good question, really. I guess I wanted to hear.
At that point, I would have tried to find someone else.
Why didn't you dot that bitch's eye?
Maybe I was in shock. Maybe I didn't think it was real. But yeah, this is the first time I heard a Hanson song that wasn't Mbop.
So it is Hanson.
It is. It's Hanson.
She had a Hanson fetish.
Yeah, she was way into Hanson. And she was explaining to me that we'll always be friends. Me and her.
Are you still friends?
No, we're not. and that's what she thinks of me. She thinks that I'm too good of a friend, and she doesn't have romantic feelings for me. She just wants to be friends. And so, like, if I'm ever in a situation and I need someone to be there for me, she'll come to me.
But she won't come for you.
No.
Sucks, dude.
So I was dumped to a Hanson song, and she sang along, and she wasn't a very good singer, I'll add that. But, I mean, like, I was the same person then. I've always been kind of a prick. And so, like, I'm thinking to myself, I can't believe I'm being dumped to a fucking Hanson song. I mean, like, of all songs. I mean, I guess it's good that she didn't ruin, like, a song that I like.
Or new.
Yeah.
This is a brand new song to you.
Right. This is only the third time. I listened to it earlier today, but this is only the third time I've ever heard this song.
Does that song make you cry?
No.
Does it bring back good times?
It does. It brings back memories, yeah. Of
the day you were set free. It should be like your song, dude.
I think what you should have done is request anything from like the Matrix soundtrack. Because you just dodged one hell of a fucking bullet there, buddy.
You really did. Because I saw her, you know, let's say...
Okay, I'm cutting this shit off.
Let's say 7 years after that. And man, her legs were hairier than fucking mine.
Yeah, No,
she is dirty hippie.
You know, she wasn't bad looking when I dated her. But like soon after, man, she like went and lived in the woods for like 6 months or something. And she came back and she said, yeah, I'm not going to shave my legs anymore.
Of all my, you know... quote-unquote friends in high school, she was the one that I thought might most become a lesbian. Like,
yeah.
Like, I was like, you know, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ironically enough, I know this broad.
Yeah. But I tried to do the whole friend thing, but, you know, the whole time I was kind of, you know, under the impression, oh, well, you know, definitely she's going to take me back. You know, that's definitely going to happen. If I just do this friend thing for a while, you know.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
I remember you told me a story.
I was such a faggot, Napier. Like, I wanted to be a better person.
I'm going to tell a story, and it will redeem your manhood.
Okay.
And by me telling you this, I want you to finish the story. You looked at me and you told me the story, and then you ended it with the punchline, "You have a boner."
I don't know what you're talking
Damn,
about.
Damn, that would have been way better if he knew exactly what you were talking about.
I have no idea.
Now I feel weird and smoothly. Awkward that I don't know if I should tell this story. Well, like, is this a personal story?
No, I just told a pretty personal story. Nothing's off limits. You go
Someone
ahead,
was like. Crying and you had a boner. Does that spark any memories?
You were with...
You know the story, too?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Someone was being consoled.
If I had a nickel for every time I hugged a broad who was crying while I had a raging heart on, I'd have a lot of nickels, at least four.
You and her got into a fight.
You know what? I know the story as well.
I've gotten boners at funerals before. It happens.
You got into a fight with this broad, and she was crying, and you were hugging her, trying to console her, and she was feeling better. And then all of a sudden, you gave her your hard, throbbing cock in response to her tears. And that just disgusted her to no end when she looked up at you and said, "You have a boner."
This wasn't at prom, by the way.
No, it probably wasn't at prom.
I did not have a boner at
prom. This was probably next to your fish tank.
I had a lot of shit happen prom. You know, during proms.
Well, it was your junior prom that I was telling the story of, and we ended up back at Tom's house, and it was the first time I ever got drunk.
Yeah, it wasn't the first time I drank, but it was one of the first times I got, like, hammered.
And I remember when we woke up in the morning, you were cuddling with a alligator...
And an owl,
and wearing a sombrero.
Yes.
And that's the only thing I remember about any of that situation, is that when you woke up.
So did you get belligerently drunk that night, too?
I did.
Because you just got broken up with
Yeah, I said, I want to get drunk. We got to salvage this evening.
So did this broad go with you to this
party? No.
No, this was a dude's-only party.
It was a dude-only party. Yeah.
Yeah. After prom, dude's-only party.
Our prom dates all were lame together.
Epic. All went and spent the night in Bobby's bedroom.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was the least eventful of the proms that I went to.
Right.
But the redeeming factor years later is that at one point in the night, you know, we're all drunk, thoroughly drunk by this point. We're being loud as fuck. Tom's mom comes downstairs and, like, kind of yells and is like, "What's going on? You know, I'm going to come down there." And Tom's response was, "You can't come in. We're naked in here.
We're all naked.
We're all naked. You can't come in." And then she didn't really ask any questions after that.
She went upstairs,
so we didn't hear from her for the rest of the night. Like, so apparently that was the exact right thing to tell her, but... Years later, she's like, "I wondered what the fuck was going on down there."
Didn't you cut off a thumb to avoid going to a prom?
Yeah, there was another, you know, another prom where this was after
maybe
I graduated.
It was homecoming because it was warm.
It was something, but I was playing with a very sharp knife and ended that up you cutting just my thumb got. Off. Yeah, it was actually it wasn't even mine. I borrowed it.
By the way, thank you guys for being very supportive of my.
Yeah, no one cares. She's like a fucking dyke hairy gorilla broad.
She's dirty hippie. Yeah.
I mean that was you know, kind of rough for me to relive that, you know, and you guys were very supportive. I appreciate it.
I used to work with that broad at the Boy Scouts.
Yeah?
Yeah. That just tells you all about it right there.
Do you remember that broad that I was hung up on for a little while?
The one that wanted to make the penis forest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The amount of stories that I heard after that incident, I felt like I was the man who, like, stopped a train with my will. I, like, willed the train into stopping. That's how awesome I felt. I was like, wow, that bullet, it just exploded in front of me. I didn't dodge it. It was coming right at me, and all of a sudden, pachoo! It was awesome. Mine didn't give me a song. Mine said, I think that we should be friends, and then started being a lesbian and didn't even let me see her girlfriend's titties.
This song sucks.
Oh yeah, an idiot likes it.
It's not a good song.
No.
And wasn't this like well after Hanson was popular?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this was like
2001?
Yeah, that had been well past their prime. But by prime, I mean their one song.
I thought they had two.
No, they only had the one. They tried to pimp this one out, but nobody was buying it.
I think they
No. Yeah. Didn't they only have the one? They had Mbop.
There was another one like Where's the Love or What's the Love or something like that. It was back in the
day. I think that's the Black Eyed Peas.
I saw a commercial the other day for a new kind of birth control. Have you seen the new kind of birth control? The doodad that they put up in your deal looks...
An intrauterine device.
It looks like... do you remember way back in the day when they used to put those little plastic tables in the middle of pizza boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Those.
Yeah.
Some places still do.
It looked just like that, only they jam it up your deal. And I don't know how it works exactly. I don't know if it's like a... It's like a, you know, like the thing that you put in the toilet that makes the water blue.
Yeah.
It's like good for, or like the new dryer bars that you put in there and it stays in there for a long time and, you know, does the dryer sheet thing for a really long time. I don't know exactly how it works, but you like jam it up in your deal and then it somehow prevents babies from happening.
Oh, it stops lady eggs from going
but
downstairs.
But you have to go to the doctor and they have to insert it. Because I was talking about this thing at the bar the other night, and one of the guys on my hockey team, his wife just recently got this. And like, it's not like a surgery or anything. He gets like a big long stick and like you know, like one of those claw deals that you get cans of soup off the top shelf.
Yeah, I remember those, yeah.
Yeah, he takes one of those and he jams it up your deal to connect it to whatever it is you're supposed to connect it to. And so, and I'm watching this commercial. And I'm really excited about this thing, whatever it is.
Well, you can't
it's
have
just,
it.
It's funny looking, and I think it's funny. But then they get to the thing where they're talking about all the problems, and the odds of I thought it was like an aneurysm or something. It was something terrible. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it said that 1 in 6 people that get this deal experience. Whatever it was. I think it was an aneurysm, but I don't remember. And I was like, 1 in 6 is not great odds.
No, that's horrible odds.
I mean, 1 in 6, that's bad.
That's Russian roulette right there.
I mean, holy shit.
Yeah, it can poke through your lady walls, and right. Then your lady walls go squish. Pop.
But I would love to read up on how that thing works. I guess the prongy deals... Plug up the I don't know
the ovaries,
but I this guy made an awful mistake in telling me that his wife got this, because then I was just bombarding him with questions about it.
Being your awkward self,
wife's junk.
I guess. I mean, what?
I heard it was for big dirty whores. You can tell
him. Oh, it plugs
rabbit
up the
rabbit poundings is. It blocks the lady eggs from going into the baby-making oven. You plug the holes up. It can poke through the uterine wall. Basically, it rips the lady's junk on the inside. Fallopian tools. Holy shit. The ends of the doodads go into the holes. So, I mean, that's... So I guess there is no chemicals or anything involved. It's just like a
cork.
A cork.
Yeah.
Wow.
A really sharp cork.
Jeez. Sounds like barbaric.
Sounds painful.
Wow.
Just take the pill every day, goddammit.
Yeah. So, yeah. I thought, and I was going to ask you about, you were talking about tipping last week.
Yes.
And I was going to ask you if that was prompted from the Applebee's story.
No, it was not. This was pre-Applebee's story. But either way, that dumb twat that wrote that dumb shit on that fucking receipt deserves all the shit that they're getting over it. Like, oh, I embarrassed my church. No, you were at a fucking embarrassment before that.
But then she went back behind and called the Applebee's and got the broad fired.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
And that broad from that church is a piece of shit. Fuck her.
And her stupid asses.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you didn't hear it here first.
No, you didn't hear it here first. You can find it anywhere. So, but seriously, fuck that broad.
Napes, you did some research on the next-gen game consoles?
Yes, apparently they are not going away from media. You still have physical media. You'll still have discs. All of that is perfectly fine. GameStop, you know, they'll live on for another console generation.
So they'll probably still have media, but maybe not rely on it as much?
There's still going to be downloadable content, and there'll still be games you can download, but the majority of their games are going to be the discs.
I heard they were adding some DRM and stuff to it, though, where it's not going to be as easy to play it at somebody else's house or sell it afterwards.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure if any of that's finalized. I haven't read anything on it, but yeah, the features are apparently coming out within the next month or two, and the PlayStation 4 is supposed to have a 8-core processor and like a video card that right now would run you $400 and all this other good shit. Microsoft's, you know, lock in step with them. So we might actually get a console generation that can compete visually with PC.
And for a few years.
Yeah, for a few years. Yeah, then it's just going to turn to shit.
And this comes out when?
Microsoft, I think they're planning for this year.
November?
Yeah, November. They're planning for like a Thanksgiving release.
Right before Christmas. Word.
I don't see how they could really improve things visually that much more.
They've not played like super high-end games.
Yeah,
I guess not. I don't know.
If you play the high-end games, you can see where the problem is.
What's a high-end game?
Well, Halo's really pushing the limit of what the 360 can do. Like, it looks amazing, but you can tell, like, that's pretty much what they're going to be able to do with it.
Like, Battlefield 3 runs at, like, 30 frames a second on a console, and it runs twice as fast as that on PC. So everything's much smoother and just...
Yeah, the distances are better on PC. You can include so much more on PC than you can console, but so many game makers are just going towards console because they think that all the PC people are just going to pirate their shit. So they put most of their money into consoles and they make it towards console people.
So is that the whole reason that we're doing a new system here is so that we can...
Well, the systems are over 5 years old. I mean, how long...
They're almost 10, you know, at this point.
No, they're not that old, are they?
Almost, yeah.
The 360?
But I mean, I've read a bunch of stuff about how they were. It seems like that's the main news story out of this is that they're trying to do away with the used game market and stuff.
That was considered by both Sony and Microsoft. Apparently, there was enough backlash that they reconsidered.
Backlash from who?
Gamers.
Gamers, brah.
The consumer.
Yeah.
Sir.
Think about all those people that live out in the sticks that they still buy video games, but they don't have like a really good connection that they can play online, so they can't do DLC content. That's why when you go into GameStop, you see like, oh, well, you can get DLC content at the store. The reason that exists is because there are some people, they don't have good enough internet to actually download it.
You know what so irritates they have to buy it. Me about my PlayStation 3? It seems like every time I want to play a game, I have to sit there for like 10 minutes while the game updates.
Yeah.
It's like when I turn on a game, I just want to play the game.
Well, a lot of it is to fix exploits and other things like that, or to fix like a way that somebody can like, you know, hack something.
Maybe it's because I only play a game once every 3 or 4 months, so they have plenty of time to come up with new stuff.
But you used to get on and shoot faces.
I got really into Call of Duty for a while. It was fun to play with you guys and stuff, but when I moved, it took me a long time to get all that stuff out. And
see, that'd be like first night things. First kinda, night, I'd have my TV, my PlayStation, and internet hooked up.
Kind of passed me by.
Well, you were never a big gamer. Even when we were at the Knolls, you really...
Terrible.
Yeah.
I wasn't that bad, was I? Was I really that bad at the Halo when we played the big LAN things?
You're known to be feared. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was... What?
You were known to be feared. You were a role player.
How dare you, sir?
I was only
flag runner, you know, you do your thing.
When we played the capture the flag, the point of the game wasn't to kill people, it was to go get the flag. So I'd respawn and I'd make a straight line to the flag. So you always had to kind of pay attention because I was going to get the flag.
That also made you very easy to kill.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you just ran straight for the flag every time.
And then I'd run back. That's the point. That's the whole.
No, that's not the point of the game.
It is the point of the game. The point of the game is to go get the flag. How do you win? You get the flag.
But you also have to kill people.
You don't have to kill people.
Or I got many of flags without having to kill one person.
Yes, you eventually found a way.
I come back to life.
Yes.
And then I go get the flag again because that's the point of the game.
Eventually people would kill you enough to where they would just start ignoring you.
And then that's when he gets him.
That's when
he gets the flag.
I bore you guys into forgetting about me.
Yeah, just goddamn it, just give him the goddamn flag. Let's move this game along. But I was only feared when I got the rocket launcher, and I got that little fucker
quick.
And
then you just camped outside a portal and waited.
Yeah, I was a dick.
You were a dick. Mm. Or you'd hide on the ladder and wait for somebody to get the flag, and then you'd drop down.
You mean you. I would wait for you to get the flag. And then boom!
About every 3 or 4 minutes, you could count on me showing up.
And then I would get more rockets. And then you would die. Like, oh God, somebody stop him. Bloom. Dead.
Dead.
But I win.
Dead.
They're having a $1 million Call of Duty tournament.
Really?
Yeah.
Call of Duty 2?
Black Ops 2, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like, what, Call of Duty 8 by now?
Something like that.
Is it for a single person, or is it like a team?
No, I think it's split amongst the team. And then I think only really half of that is split amongst the team. The other half goes to, like, second place and third place.
Is there a buy-in or something, or do you just join?
No, I think it's just it's an invitational.
What do you think about the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks team? Me, you, and Napier?
Do you play
the Call of Duty?
I play, but I'm terrible.
All right, Paul, man, there's four of us. It'll be great.
Yeah, but I don't play PlayStation.
Neither do I, really.
I mean, Xbox.
These are all small details, considering we lack the skill.
You don't understand the amount of time you have to put in to be a professional gamer. You have to play 10 hours a day. And that has to be every goddamn day.
Here's my guide to becoming a professional gamer. Get a good job. Get fired for some bullshit. Collect unemployment for as long as you can while you practice your gaming skills. And hopefully by the time your unemployment runs out,
you'll be in a tournament.
Good enough at your chosen game to make some money doing it. And if not, you know, rinse and repeat.
I don't see it as being something that is beneficial. I mean, by the time you get excellent at a game, there's a new game.
No, not for StarCraft. Those Asians fucking they have an ESPN like channel for StarCraft and other video games.
I mean, we were playing Halo for a really long time, and I thought that I was getting to a point where I was okay at Halo. Like I knew what to do, and I knew where all the fun parts in the maps were and stuff, and like I could figure out where to hide to shoot people effectively. And then Halo 2 came out. And then you guys all started playing Halo 2. And then it was like, oh, okay, let's play Halo 2. And then you guys were already good at Halo 2. And I sucked cock at Halo 2. I was terrible. I didn't know where anything was and all that. And it's like all that knowledge that I built up about Halo 1 is now wasted space in my mind. I could probably pick up Halo 1 and still do...
Actually, Halo 1 was re-released, so you could actually play it again on the new 360.
You still learn like concepts that apply to all of games of that type.
Yeah, including Call of Duty and other games like that.
You learn to throw the grenade to one side of the rock and then run to the other. That way, if they run this way, you get with the grenade. If not, you run into them. I mean, just stuff like that applies to all games that way.
If you go get one of the first two Bush albums, like, and hit play on the first track and play it through, I can probably sing every line from every Bush song. And I haven't listened to a Bush album in 10 years, at least. And, like, that space is Bush albums in my mind. I have it all there. I remember it all. And I'm thinking of the things that, like, I could be using that for. I mean, things every day that I hear and forget immediately with that space that's occupied with Bush albums. And I wish that I could go in and I could, like, Control-Alt-Delete and like, go to the task manager and take out all the things that I don't need anymore. Like, I don't need the lyrics to Seven Mary Three's Cumbersome. I don't need to remember that. But it's there.
Because it's catchy.
If it makes you feel any better, you know how good John and Clayton were at Halo? How they would just shit on everybody in Halo? Well, I got the new Halo, and John and Clayton both play Halo. And you can see everybody's ranking and how good they are. They're both shit at Halo.
Probably because they have jobs.
No. They have something to do. No, they don't. When did they get... I don't believe either one of them has proper job. But yeah... As bad as you were, there are worse. And as good as they were, they're not that good.
I miss the days when there was like two buttons and like it was real simple. You run
like Nintendo.
You run to the right, and if something comes, you either shoot it or you jump on it.
Well, why don't you play Pokemon?
I'm not playing that shit.
Pokemon's fun. I think I have every single Pokemon generation, including the .5s.
I think you could end the podcast on that note.
Why? What's wrong with Pokemon?
On his declaration of owning all the Pokemons.
What's wrong with Pokemon? Why you got to shit on Pokemon? God damn it. Hold on. What are you queuing up here? I can't see what you're doing. What the hell are you queuing up? Am I going to be able to hear this?
Of course you will.
Well, why are you laughing while you queue this up?
Start talking about Pokemon again.
I have all the Pokemon. I'm not getting the reference.
It's Pokemon!
Pokemon will come to you.
Maybe.
Don't play that one.
Come on, buddy. Come on, tell me about Pokemon.
Well, now I'm creeped out.
We'll still be friends.
I can't talk about Pokemon.
Come on, Napes. It's okay. Don't cry.
Why would I?
Don't cry, Napier.
What do you want to know about Pokemon?
Do you have a favorite?
What's your favorite Pokemon?
That electric sheep. I like that electric sheep.
That Pikachu?
No, it's a sheep. It's a sheep.
Sheepymon?
No, it was like Denki.
So this wasn't like one of the original.
No, this was Pokemon. This was like Generation 3. The Generation 3 electric sheep.
What's your favorite original Pokemon?
Ash Toys.
I liked Dragonair. Yeah, I like Dragonair. Dragonair was fun.
So how many Pokemon could you name?
Not as many as I used to.
All right, so since you were a half hour late, me, Drunk, and Paul are going to leave, and you're going to do the next half hour by yourself.
What am I going to do it on?
Pokemon.
Well, I can't do 30 minutes on Pokemon.
Oh, I bet you could.
Well, what am I?
I call shenanigans, sir.
I call bullshit on that. I bet you could very well.
Okay, one of the things that pisses me off about the original Pokemon TCG game was that when you would get the sets, you would be able to, you know, use all the little cards, and everything was awesome. Then a set two would come out. In set two, you could add to set one, and that was cool. Set three would come out. That's cool. Set three's out. Oh, you can't use set one anymore. Set one is fucking worthless. Like, oh, well, what the fuck did I buy it for? And then generations keep going by, and they just keep lopping off all this shit that you bought. You can't use it again. You can't do anything with it. That fucking pisses me off. And you can sell them because, you know, everybody likes trinkets, and it might as well be useless scraps of paper. Oh, there we go. Amphos. Denryu. I use them by their Japanese names because I downloaded the Japanese version of it.
So when you say you can't use the first set of cards, you couldn't just go back and play old school style with the old cards?
No, the tournaments wouldn't let you. I mean, you could do it on your own, but
who,
you...
What the fuck? Who plays Pokemon non-competitively?
Exactly.
Like, if you're anybody in the Pokemon community, you're going to tournaments. You're not playing at home with a bunch of fucking comic book nerds.
This ain't like Magic where you can just play in your basement?
No, you can. You can if you want to be a scrub. If you want to be a chump that doesn't actually do anything.
Go hard or go home, man.
Exactly.
That's like, yeah, you want to play basketball in your fucking... you know, garage.
Or do you want to go to the Y?
Or you want to fucking be in your high school team? You know, you want to be on the fucking in the NBA.
Yeah,
or
you don't
want to shoot hoops in your
in the sanctity of my own home.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to be that little Asperger-y shit that just stays at his home and shoots hoops at his fucking front.
Talks about how good he is.
Yeah, nobody actually ever gets to see it. I'm like, oh well, he's awesome in his driveway. Well, fuck your driveway. Get down to the goddamn court. Prove something. Be a man. Put your dick in your hands. Hold it like a goddamn adult.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Thank you for making me feel better about that faggot story I told earlier.
Well, thank God that you told it and I didn't have to. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9 to 8 central at RadioQBar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WECHOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WECHODIX.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WECHODIX. Join our boards at wechodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Now it's time to say goodbye.